This is Statehouse Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. It's been almost a year since ScanaCorp, the parent company of South Carolina Electric and Gas Company, and state-owned utility Santee Cooper pulled the plug on the problem-plagued V.C. Summer nuclear project, walking away from a $9 billion investment, the largest financial failure in state history. The decision to abandon the costly project left customers of both utilities holding the bag, having already paid millions of dollars for two nuclear reactors that will never be built. This week, after months of hearings, debate, and a standoff between the State House and Senate, lawmakers passed a wide-ranging plan to try and sort out the debacle, including slashing the monthly electric rate SC&G customers are paying for the project by 15%. From day one, lawmakers accused officials of ScanaCorp of intentionally misleading them and state regulators about the shaky status of the project for years. And when the utility refused to accept any blame for the failure, they stepped in. Charleston Representative Peter McCoy.
The goal is to provide the quickest relief we can to the ratepayers. Those are the people that have been done wrong. I'm a ratepayer. You're a ratepayer. You know, we've all been paying this nuclear premium, which, you know, you can make an argument that was born from fraudulent intent. So again, that's been the goal from day one.
The bills passed this week also strengthened the state's regulatory and consumer offices, repeals the state law that allowed customers to be charged for the project in the first place, and perhaps most importantly, gives the State Public Service Commission 6 additional months to decide on a permanent rate SC&G can charge going forward. Senate Majority Leader Shane Massey says the legislative action also signals the PSC that the actions of utilities need to be more tightly regulated.
But I think we've got a good product here. It does a lot of things to reform the system. But this is step one. We've got more to do. But this is a big step one to get this accomplished, especially for the pending action before the Public Service Commission right now.
As promised, Governor McMaster vetoed the bill that reduced the monthly rate. He favored the elimination of SC&G's entire monthly nuclear charge. But the House and Senate immediately overrode the veto. Lawmakers say they fully expect SCANA to challenge their actions in court, and they acknowledge the rate reductions could derail an offer by Virginia-based Dominion Energy to purchase ScanaCorp. Dominion CEO called the legislative action short-sighted and accused the legislature of promoting turmoil for the state's energy future. As this year's legislative session came to an end this week, lawmakers remained highly critical of the management of SCANA and SC&G, one of the state's largest companies. Columbia Representative Kirkman Finley said the problem stemmed from what he called incompetence and greed.
The least ugly thing I can say is massive incompetence. There's never been a true, sincere, thoughtful, we screwed this up, here's how, here's why. It has been entirely legal and financial CYA from the moment it happened.
State-owned utility Santee Cooper was a junior partner in the V.C. Summer project. Sorting out its financial future following the failure can actually be a more difficult challenge for the General Assembly. Its $4 billion debt from the project has to be addressed, and the stockholders of Santee Cooper are in essence South Carolina's taxpayers. On the final day of this year's session, lawmakers passed next year's state budget, which goes into effect July 1st. The $8.2 billion spending plan includes a 1% pay raise for teachers. $20 million slated for state college building maintenance was not included in the final version. Statehouse Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.